Hello and welcome to Changing the Record, the podcast brought to you by the Talking About My Generation news team, who are setting the record straight on growing older in Greater Manchester. Hi David, welcome to Island Anthems.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you, Jodie.
Morning. Will you, for the benefit of our listeners, introduce yourself a little bit for me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm David McLennican. I've lived most of my life in Ainsworth, just outside of Bury. I'm retired now. I'm 66. Had the opportunity and took it to retire quite early. So I've been very much enjoying retirement and doing the things that I love most for the last nearly 10 years.
Lovely. Well, we're moving away from your normal hometown today. We're going to a desert island, which for a lot of people might sound scary, but I think the idea of spending some time on my own sounds quite nice. I don't know about you.
in principle, probably yes. In practice, I doubt it. It depends if there's plenty to do there or not. I'm not very good at just sitting in the sun. So like a day or two of that be welcome. But then beyond that, I'd probably be driven crazy pretty quickly.
Yeah, you might be right. Do you have good survival skills? I know I don't.
I doubt it. I once did I worked regularly as a volunteer for the Manchester International Festival, and was it 4 years ago now, they did Party at the End of the World. So I was one of the people in the crew that was teaching survival skills. And the survival skill that I was teaching was how to make a bow, and specifically an arrowhead, so they could hunt and eat animals. So theoretically, I've got some survival skills, but in practice, nah.
No. Well, let's start with your songs. Are they in a particular order?
Yeah, I suppose they are actually. Yeah, they're definitely in a particular order. So there's three. Is that right, Jodie? Yeah.
There's three. So your first one, is this your top, or are we going from bottom to top?
No, it's entirely, let me explain, because it's in chronological order, just because I was trying to relate to the fact that music's a huge passion of mine, and it has been since I've been a young teenager. So music is really, really, really important to me. So the three that I've chosen are sort of three representations of my love for music over, like, whatever it is now, 45 or more years. I inevitably felt that I needed to pick the first song that I ever bought, which actually was bought in Bury when I was 14, I think it was, 1971. I first of all sort of bought a few singles or 45s as they were then. And I've still got them, you know. So I have. I've actually, here's my prop. A few of the very, very first singles that I bought, which, hey, unless you're of that eerie, you're going to think, who on earth are these sort of artists? But T-Rex and Slade and George Harrison, My Sweet Lord, and a really dodgy one by an Australian band called The Mitches, which wasn't very good taste. Don't listen to that one, whatever you do. Yeah. So of those, and the few that I bought very first, the very, very, very first single I ever bought was T-Rex's Hot Love. That is the original record that I bought in Bury in 1971. Okay. So it's still there. Not that I play it anymore, but it's still there just in case I needed to, right? And I've chosen that one. I think that many of the listeners would agree. Is that some of the very first music that you get into sort of stays with you for forever and for life. And so I've got a very warped view of the music that I bought to begin with, thinking those are the best sort of like pop songs that were ever, ever made. And nobody could dissuade me from that sort of argument. I know in my heart of hearts it's not quite true, but I played T-Rex and Slade like endlessly. So I've chosen the T-Rex one because it was literally the first one. So there you go.
Lovely. Well, I hope there's a record player on the island.
Well, that might be mentioned later on. You never know.
Spoilers. Okay, so moving away from T-Rex now, what have you picked for your second choice? I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, well, you see. But then of course, after a while, it gets to be a sort of like a bit of a musical snob. So all these sort of like popular hits of the early 70s, so like loved, but then getting a little bit older, realize that there's serious music out there, and by serious I mean like it's probably much less commercialized, but it's stuff that I got into a lot. So the second major step for me was buying LPs, and so the sad to say, the same with the single, that the first couple of albums I ever bought are still to this day think of like amongst the best ever. Okay, so there was Led Zeppelin 4 and Led Zeppelin 2, so I've got the CDs, obviously you've still got the LPs, but the CDs are, that's Led Zeppelin 2, so especially because of Whole Lot of Love, which was the first song on that one, with its magnificent riff, one of the best music riffs of all time. So that was me getting into sort of serious music. Not saying it was serious, but it seemed serious at the time when I was a teenager, and so that took me on a massive sort of musical journey throughout rock and heavy metal, things like Black Sabbath, and then onto things like punk and new wave, and then onto things like reggae and Bob Marley, and then a myriad of other types of musical genres. And I still listen to a very great deal of music every day if I can.
Lovely. And your next choice?
Right, so rather than just sort of like delving into the sort of deep and distant past, I really, really wanted to sort of say something about the fact that I haven't just stuck with music from the 70s, honest, yeah. So I've followed music, and I've followed sort of like different trends in music, and I've expanded my musical interests to things that I never really got when I was younger, things like jazz or folk, or things like that. So I really, really want to pick a current artist, a sort of contemporary music, so to make sure that it represents me, if you like, that I'm still on that musical trip and reasonably open to like almost anything. So I chose Lana Del Rey, and the NFR album is one that I especially think is absolutely brilliant. I could have chose other ones like Billie Eilish. That was very much a sort of 50-50 between the two, but really just because I think she's an incredible artist. I think she's massively talented, as talented as anybody that's been around over recent years. And I think that particular album, I've got three or four of her albums, not all of them, but they're all really good. So that brings me up to the present, shall we say.
If you had to pick one song off that album, which one pick? I'm intrigued
Yeah.
because I really like this album as well, so I'm intrigued by
Yeah, it's absolutely great, isn't it? And I'm probably going to sort of like struggle. I'm just having a look at the track listing now. I seem to remember, as well, since I've actually played it now, that the last two, which is like Happiness is a Butterfly and Hope is a Dangerous Thing for a Woman Like Me to Have,
Yes, that's
Because I
my
Have It.
favorite.
Yeah, that is really, really good at the end of it, because there's no weak songs on it. There's 14 songs, and they're all really, really good. And their more recent one, Ocean Boulevard, has got loads and loads of good songs on it. Although there's two or three on that one that I think are a bit sort of a lower standard, so that's why I didn't choose that particular record. But So it is an astonishingly good album. It's just near perfect.
Lovely, what a good mix, a good variety. But I think you'd need that if you're playing the same three albums over and over. You
Yeah,
need a variety,
exactly.
wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Brilliant. So we've got our music sorted. Let's move on to book. So
Yeah.
just one book, and I think this says a lot about a person from
Oh, no. Don't judge me.
the ones I've already. So I'm interested to hear which book you picked. I would struggle with this one.
So if I'd chosen a book by a sort of psycho killer or whatever, then how are you going to judge me then?
I think people came up with very practical ones. We had I've had the Bible before, so they'd never read the Bible. They thought, well, let's do it now. Just in
Yeah.
really interesting answers.
Well, I know I'm a very avid reader as well. Not that I chose it, but the last book that I read was Where the Crawdads Sing. I thought that was an exceptionally good book. I understand the film isn't very good and not a good representation of the book, but I thought the book was very moving. So I read an awful lot. If I'm being honest, and I'm not going to be honest, if I was going to be honest, I would have to be rather predictable and boring. and pick. You see how well worn it is, because when I was a child and moving forward, I've read that about 7 times, but I'm not going to pick it because I'm thinking, oh God, that's too obvious and too boring. So I'm going to go for something that's really, really obscure, and let me explain why I'm going to go for it. Not that obscure. Where after I read it, I realized that there's sort of like nothing new in the world, and there's nothing new in politics or political life or leaders or power or money or influence. And like we often think today of all the challenges and the troubles that there are in, either here or abroad, and we think that it's sort of like unique. But after I'd read this series of sort of like biographies, I realized that it isn't in the slightest. And what was going on, many decades ago, is actually sort of quite represented in some of the things that sort of like still happen to this day. So I read a huge volume of biographies that isn't even finished yet, but the first four are an unbelievable, something like 3,500 pages in all, so they're massive. And I'm thinking, do I want to read even one of these? But I got so engrossed in it that I've read all four and desperately hope, and the author is now getting on a bit, I desperately hope that he can finish the fifth and final one. So it's actually, I don't even read much in the way of political biographies, and if I do, they're more sort of like fun ones opposed to serious ones. But it's by an American author called Robert Caro, and it's the biographies of Lyndon B. Johnson, who's obviously one of the American presidents, and before he became president, he was a senator in Texas, but he actually assumed power because obviously JFK was assassinated in Dealey Plaza in Dallas, and he was the vice president, so he got sworn in only a short few hours after the assassination. What the books told me was how much he was an amazing guy in many respects, an incredible sort of personality, but how much corruption and the power of attaining power and the influence and what he'd do to win power was just unbelievable. If we think that there might be some elections rigged in this day and age, then you should read him. He's got all the answers to rigging elections. And I found that so much of it was so good. What I got out of it more than anything else was his 100% desire. You might say good, you might say bad, to be successful and to be at the top. And he would do anything whatsoever to achieve that aim. And I just thought, in a way, it's scary. In a way, you might find it, something that you might be impressed by if you want to make your own achievements in life. But I just thought it was a really interesting story about humans. That's why I chose that.
Nice. And with that many pages, you wouldn't get bored, would you?
I never got bored. What there was not one single page of being bored, and it's not even got to his presidency, which obviously was a major, major thing for the whole world because he presided over a lot of the Vietnam War, and so forth. Hopefully that'll still happen, and that book will be published.
Brilliant. We'll get it sent to the island for you. Okay, that brings me on to my last question, which I think this one might it take you by surprise. Hopefully you've had a coach.
No, it's not going to slice it. So it's obviously a toss-up between a library and some sort of appliance for playing music. So I think it's probably slightly more practical not to have a library, but to have a CD player will do fine. Thank you. So if I had a CD player, that would be really, really blissful. But I'd obviously have a decent bit of music there. So anything that played music, it might even have to be something like electronic device that plays music, so there's lots of music recorded in it already, and that'd keep me as happy as I could possibly be.
That's your luxury item, very practical. I don't think anyone else thought about how they were going to play the song, so you've had a good think there. Someone else said a bed. You've not thought about comfort, you've gone straight for the practicality. I love that.
Well, exactly. Well, I've got to be prepared just in case you now say, "Well, David, I'm actually now going to send you onto a desert island, so you better have really wanted what you said you did."
Don't worry, we've not got the budget for that. Well, thank you. That concludes our chat. And I think it is just like was something just to chat about. But I think it does say a lot about a person what they pick.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to go and look into those books now because I'm intrigued. So thanks for letting me know about that. And let's hope that is it the final book, the fifth book? Will it be the final one?
Yes, yeah. He's been writing it for many years, and he'd already travelled to the likes of Vietnam to sort of study, obviously, what happened in the war, which was a major part of his presidency and so forth. I just find the term totally engrossing, and I don't really read much in the way of political books either, so it's like an odd choice in many respects. But as soon as I thought about it, I thought, I'm going to go for that.
Brilliant. Well, fingers crossed you get that last one. You're not left on a cliffhanger. Well, thank you
That's
very
right.
much for joining me, David.
Yes, my pleasure. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our latest edition of the Changing the Record podcast. For all previous episodes and for the latest news, views and nostalgia for Greater Manchester, check out our website, talkingaboutmygeneration.co.uk.